Mark Sigmund, are you ready?
Sure am, Gary.
Mike Vito, are you ready?
Yes, sir, Gary.
All right, let's start us up. Call in now to be heard live on the Clean and Sober Radio Show at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Clean and Sober Radio out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on radio station WWDB. I'm Gary Hendler. I'll be your host just like I've been for the last 7 years and along with my great co-host Mark Sigmund.
How you doing, Gary?
I'm good. Hey, Happy New Year.
I was going to say the same thing to you. I might not have any hearing for this new year, but from the volume on there. But
can you hear it now?
Yeah, I can. Okay.
Good riddance to 2020.
Oh, it really is. Wasn't it a strange New Year last night?
Yeah, man.
It was
different. I never got in a New Year. I was getting loaded. I go into somewhere and get high, and I never went out on the streets or anything. I didn't go clubbing.
Yeah, what did they say? New Year's was for amateurs?
Yeah. Somebody wrote on Facebook, hindsight is 2020, and that's good, man.
Yeah.
Gone.
Leave that year behind, right?
Yeah, it's really been for so many people a devastating year.
Yeah, it has. I mean, you think about it. This time last year, the pandemic hadn't even hit yet,
right?
And
it had, but the government didn't tell us about it.
And
right, Brad,
I believe that because I knew a couple people that were really sick,
really?
And shortness of breath, the whole bit. They may have had corona. All the way back in January last year.
Yeah, so this has been going on a year now. And I would assume it's not going to be back to normal until the summer. I mean, I would just think that.
Yeah, I'm right with you. And, it's been a strange year, but we made it through. And it sure was a slow year in my experience. Did it go slow for you? It seems like a very slow, like it's been...
Just dragging.
Dragging.
Yeah. Well, okay, hopefully things are going to start to get better.
Yeah, I think they will. I think they will. I think we could have, hopefully 10 years of prosperity, right?
Okay. Right? Okay, I'm with you.
It's like after the 1918 flu, then you had the roaring 20s.
There was a big article in the New York Times, I believe, last week about the 1918 pandemic.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that what I saw? Did I see there?
Yeah. And they, the crazy thing about the 1918 flu pandemic is per capita, Philadelphia lost more people than anywhere else in the country. And it all began for Philly, especially with they had a big, huge parade called the Liberty Loan Parade.
That was a super spreader.
That was
right?
The super spreader. And some numbers have it that we lost between 16,000 and 20,000 people in a period of, I forget how long. But per capita, Philly only had like 1 million people or something. Now I guess we have 3 million.
Yeah. You know, we were talking before we went on about last, night, New Year's Eve and all this. And, I'm sure – I don't know what the number is, but a lot of people didn't die from drunk driving last night because they probably weren't out.
Yes, you pointed that out before the show, and I thought that was a great point.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
That was
Mark.
A great point.
You finally gave me some credit for something.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, I want to mention something. I hope Steve C., Mr. N., is listening or watching. Steve has been a buddy of mine for – we grew up together, basically. He's also on the board of Clean and Sober. And Stephen C. celebrated 27 years last week.
Stephen, congratulations, and we always want to thank you as the board for Clean and Sober Radio, keeping this thing going, and congratulations. That's fantastic news.
And to show you what addiction can do to you, Steve got sober the day after his wife was killed.
Oh, my gosh.
In a car crash.
Jeez.
The next day, he was done.
26 years ago.
27 years ago. Hey, did you know, Mark, that one in five Pennsylvania relationships broke up this year due to alcohol abuse? One in five.
Wow. That blows me away.
One in five admit to keeping their drinking a secret from their partners during lockdown.
Yeah.
One in four of couples admit they argue when they've been drinking. And it goes on and on. That's not surprising, is it?
It isn't. And, you know, it's there was so much drinking behind closed doors with the lockdown going on and people, you know, home on Zoom. And, you know, we're worried as clinicians that after this starts winding down and people are going back to work, we're going to see this huge uptick
because
people
are hiding. They can still drink in their office.
Or not be able to stop because, you know, they're on Zoom. They got their wine right behind the computer and, you know, the whole bit.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good
D-Day point. D-Day is a coming.
It certainly is. Hey, let's check in with some people. Let's do a little roll call here. Michael Forbes is watching. Michael. Monica McNally. Oh, here we go, man.
What is it? Poker knee.
Monica told us she spelled it out phonetically.
I know.
Monica, we're sorry. Can you just change your last name? I mean, come on. Hey, David Serkin.
Hi, David.
Shout out to Mr. N, Steve C, for his anniversary. Mark Willig.
Oh, the man.
The man. Deborah Wilson. Linda Carroll. Hey, Gary. Hey, Mark. Happy New Year. And to you,
hi,
too,
Linda.
Carol. How's Joe doing? Her husband had a knee replacement a couple months ago.
Okay.
Hope he's doing all right. Krista Bolsta Kane is watching. I think she's a new watcher, a new viewer.
Hi, Krista.
What's up? Mary
Happy
Clancy.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Michael Shoemaker from Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
You ever been to Tennessee?
I have. The Tennessee is amazing with the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah.
And, you know,
What else do you remember from Tennessee?
I remember fishing down there.
Did you fish?
I actually went camping in the Great Smokies.
Did you?
You know, yeah, we ate mushrooms and went camping.
Oh, you're nature boy.
Nature. It was a fun time.
Very
this
nice.
Was back in college.
Yeah, I get
you
it.
Know.
I was in Tennessee at the Lookout Mountain.
Lookout Mountain. Where's that?
It was right near I think I flew into Chattanooga. I'm not sure if I was even on a plane, but flew into Chattanooga back then. And Lookout Mountain. Michael Shoemaker. Michael, if you know what I'm talking about, will you either verify that I'm correct, that Lookout Mountain is actually in Chattanooga or near Chattanooga? Who do you have? Who do you got? Anybody?
I'm actually doing our posts as we speak, so
okay.
I can't see it.
That's
right
fine.
Now.
Hey, Bill Schiffman's watching.
I was
on a Zoom with Bill and his wife last night. Bill owns horses.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he owns horses, man.
That's really cool. Have you ever ridden a horse, Gare?
I went to Horseback Riding Academy.
Did you?
Yeah. I hated it.
Did you?
Yeah, they told me I had to get on a horse. I didn't like doing that.
Yeah, I did in Costa Rica, and this thing went almost sideways.
They can kill you in a second,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. For some reason, I think you and I are not horseback
riders.
We're not.
But, you know, Bill owns horses. He doesn't ride them. I asked him that last night. John Pullian is watching. Karen Tague Mayer. Okay, Michael Shoemaker. Lookout Mountain is in Chattanooga. Thank you, Michael.
Very cool. It's freaking beautiful. I mean,
I know it is.
We did the whole trip where we went down 95, and then you go through, I think it's the Blue Ridge Mountains, and you know, go all the way out and the Smokies were unbelievable.
I lived in a place called Spindale, North Carolina for a year and a half.
Oh, really?
The foothills of the some mountains. I don't
some kind of mountains.
I can't remember. I was living in a hotel.
Oh, really?
For a year and a half. Can you imagine what that was about?
What, were you working? I mean,
I was supposed to be working.
You're supposed to be working, just hanging at the hotel,
yeah,
huh?
It really didn't work out. Mary Clancy, Happy New Year, listening from Ireland.
Ireland.
Love you both. We love you too. Wow.
That's amazing.
Is Ireland near Chattanooga, Tennessee?
No, but it's my homeland. Is it your homeland?
No, it's your homeland. Have you ever been there?
No, I've never been there.
You should
but
go.
I really do. That's what everybody says. You should go back to your homeland just to visit.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool. Mary Clancy, well, what time? I'm going to guess what time it is in Ireland. I'm going to say there's 6 or 7 hours. I'm going to say it's 10 o'clock at night. Mary, what time is it where you are? Let us know. Phil Friedman. Phil, how are you? Long time no hear from Florida. Hey, give us a call. We're just having an open forum now. We're going to talk about, you know, what 2020 was like and how we're going to do it differently this year to stay in recovery and do good things for people, be honest as much as we can, be thoughtful, be transparent, be
– I got a reading. Do you want a reading for 2021?
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
This was actually sent to me from my sponsor. I thought it was really good. It's Happy New Year. In the new year, I will live one day at a time. I will make each day one of preparation for better things ahead. I will not dwell on the past or the future, only on the present. I will bury every fear of the future, all thoughts of unkindness and bitterness, all my dislikes, my resentments, my sense of failure, my disappointment in others and in myself, my gloom and my despondency. I will leave all these things buried and go forward in this new year into a new life. I pray that my higher power will guide me one day at a time in the new year.
That's good words to live by, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
is. That's good words. Hey, look, we're not perfect. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Anybody listening, we're not perfect. Try to do the best you can do. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. Make mistakes, correct it, and move on. By the way, it's 8 o'clock in Ireland.
8 o'clock,
huh? 8 o'clock, yeah.
Wow.
8 o'clock.
We should take the clean and sober plane to Ireland one day.
First, we should get a clean and sober bicycle.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Judge Duffy is watching. Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, of course. I hope it's a great year for you and for all of us.
She does such great work.
She's fantastic. Kathy Wolf Collin, listening in from Florida.
Oh, it's probably nice down there.
What does HNY mean? I should know this.
HNY?
Yeah, it's Florida HNY. Does somebody know?
I don't know.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Oh, this. Gary, I must give it to you.
Listen, we both of us should have graduated from high school.
We should have.
It would have been better.
And we burned way too many brain cells.
Dakota Otto is watching, and Steven Sussman is watching. Always thinking about David.
Oh, we sure are, Steven.
Yeah. And Steven's calling, checking in from Palm Beach, Florida.
Yes. And, so, and you know, I didn't get to this. So sorry for your loss of that wonderful, wonderful David Sussman.
He really came through, and he was a great addition to this radio show.
He really was, and
we didn't agree with him politically. Besides that, he was great.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
Besides that, he was great.
And my buddy Ryan Zimmer just tuned in. Hello, Ryan.
Wow, I know a Gary Zimmer. What
do you? Do you?
Yeah, Ryan Zimmer. Hey, Ryan, what's up, buddy?
William Schiffman. Hi, Gary. Thanks for the recognition. By the way, they are thoroughbred racehorses racing mostly New York Circuit, Saratoga, Belmont, and Aqueduct.
Yeah.
Happy
real
New Year.
These are real horses. These
yes.
aren't, these aren't nags. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess
they're not ponies.
They're not ponies, and you don't get to ride those unless you're a jock.
Yeah.
Jockey, you know? It's interesting. Call us 1-888-329-3306. Let us know how 2021 is going to be different for you. If you're going to look, maybe you'll be you're satisfied with doing exactly the same thing, and that's cool. Or if you're going to make some changes in your life,
yeah, let us know how you're doing. 1-888-329-3306. What's the new year? What's your plans for 2021? We'd love to hear it.
Right. This sounds like a good time. We should take a break. Mike, can we go? Let's take our first break. Thanks.
A cancer diagnosis knocks the wind out of you. The experts at Jefferson Health's Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center can help. We tailor a care plan to fit your specific cancer, with access to leading-edge treatments like immunotherapy and advanced clinical trials, all from the location that works best for you. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW, the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, until every cancer is cured. Starting with yours.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, recovery-focused environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Hi, this is Governor Tom Wolf. Thousands of families across Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Together, we can fight this disease. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Nice turn, Jill. Toby, isn't your sister doing a nice job as a new driver?
Sure. Hey, by the way, Dad, have you ever smoked marijuana? It's getting legalized everywhere, so it's okay to do now, right?
OMG, Toby, are you serious?
It's not legal everywhere, and it's not legal for kids at all.
This conversation can happen anywhere, and your kids need to know the facts. 76% of teens agree that with legalization, teenagers may be more likely to experiment with marijuana.
Legal or not, marijuana is harmful to teens' developing brains and can cause permanent damage. It could also cause heart and respiratory problems.
I heard it could lead to using other drugs.
61% of teens agree that teenagers who use marijuana are more likely to try heroin.
But marijuana has been around forever.
Sure, but the type that's out there now is stronger than when I was younger, so it's really important for you two to be careful.
I never thought about that.
Well, now's the time to start thinking about it.
Now's the time to talk to your kids about substance use. Learn more at rosecrans.org.
Hi, I'm Tony Luke Jr., and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio right here on WWDB 860 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Collins, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time.
Hey, we're back, Clean and Sober Radio, first of the year.
Yeah, and we're all lucky to still be standing, right?
That's exactly right. Mark Willig, by the way, Mark Sigmund got a haircut. I did not, just to make that clear.
Apparently, Mark lost some brain cells like you and I.
Yeah,
huh?
I guess so. But he graduated high school, I think.
Yeah.
Barely. Harry R. Graham III is watching. Hey, Harry, Happy New Year. That's nice, of course. Yeah, you know, we need to talk a little bit. You know, Brad is an integral part of this show. You don't get to see him. He's a CBS alumni. He knows his stuff. He's our camera guy, but he knows all about this kind of stuff. And he does a great job, and we're lucky to have him. And that's the story on you. That's the story on you.
We couldn't be luckier.
No, we couldn't.
We really couldn't. He knew how to set up all the equipment.
Yeah, oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He knew all this. Oh, Gary, if you and I did it, you guys would just see static.
All right, here we go. Here's some of my emails I got this week. Barbara Z from Chicago, Illinois. Is it weird that my son likes to go to rehab? I'm assuming he likes it because he's been there four times. All right, here's what I'll answer, then you answer.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, rehab, if it's pretty – it's safe. It's comfortable. There's not much expected of you except to learn what's going on and better yourself. So I can understand why some people like going to rehab.
Yeah, it can become a comfort zone like anything else, you know, kind of going there. And then you got to be patient because I think it's just it's a great thing if they're getting the message over and over and over again. Because I've had clients that have been to rehab so many times and then they got it. You know, they finally got it, which was just amazing.
That's why the insurance companies need to keep paying, because it's money well spent.
Yeah, and you know, it's like we all go through the stages of change when it comes to stopping an addictive behavior, and so it takes time. It takes time, and I agree with you, Gare.
Yeah. Jerry S. from Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. And if you're not from around here, it's actually a city, Conshohocken. The people from there, they call it Conchie. Will there ever be an end to addiction and criminal activities associated with drugs and alcohol?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not You know, it's crazy because I was thinking about like the future of drugs and alcohol. And, you know, you hear about how they're looking at possibly, you know, down the road having like inoculations where somebody could be, you know, given a shot or whatever that they'd be able to recognize. The shot would be able to recognize like alcohol coming across the blood-brain barrier.
Maybe as a baby, maybe babies, and this sounds Hitler-esque, but maybe babies should – if it came to that, could be inoculated, and maybe that's the only way. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't see when there's money, and you know, humans are drawn to feeling good, at least at the beginning of an addiction.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I couldn't see it going away. I could see it going into other addictions and other types of addictions.
Well, in the 40s and 50s. Because we know in the 60s it started with pot and you know, LSD and mushrooms and all that. Was there an addiction problem?
So back in the 40s and 50s, I mean, I think a lot of alcohol, I'm sure there was. I don't know much about it. I don't know. Maybe one of our viewers could look it up a little bit, like what the drugs of choice were back in the 40s and 50s.
You know, you'd hear that musicians used a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, I don't know. It's really weird. It's a depressing question, Jerry S. from Conshohocken.
It is. It is. I mean, you know, it's crazy because I was thinking about it with computers and, you know, eventually maybe they'll even have like things that can hook up to your head to press a button to get high. You know, down in the future, just all these other scary ways, sort of a virtual reality ways, but gosh, it's pretty scary.
You know, growing up, and you're too young, but in the 50s and 60s, the threat from Russia and China that they were going to, you know, take, you know, come in and take over everything. Yeah. You know, this society, I believe, is not going to be taken over by another country. I mean, this country, it's going to go down with either disease, pandemic, or drugs.
Yeah.
If something doesn't give.
Yeah, I mean, it's very depressing.
This is really depressing.
2021.
All right, let's talk about that. Hey, what do you like on your pizza? All right, let me just get a couple other people. Happy New Year, Brad. Give him some love. Okay, Mark. Joel Cooper's calling. I think he's in Florida. Stacy Carroll. Mildred Greenberg Art. I'd really like to blow your cover, Mildred Greenberg Art, but I'm not going to. But let me just say this. Happy 27 years. David Flung is watching.
You get more on your side.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. So, you know, let's talk about the addiction and where it's going next year. And what do you think? I mean,
troubles are coming.
Troubles are coming, right?
Troubles are coming. Yeah, I mean, it's already here, but I think as we come wind down, you know, with the pandemic and everything, I think we're going to really see it. It looks like we got Stephen calling right now.
Oh, good. Don't say his last name. Let's take that. We're going to take that call as soon as you can let us in. Steve.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Congratulations.
Okay.
Yeah, big congratulations, Steve. You know, back then, nobody thought either of us were going to get sober, did?
I know. Thank you so much, Gary. It's been a wonderful ride. I mean, you know, 27 years ago, I had been getting drunk and high every day for 26 years. And I had a tragedy in my life when my wife was killed in a car accident.
Right.
And she was my get high partner.
Yeah. Did you heard us talk about you at the beginning of the show, right? Or weren't you on?
No, I couldn't get on, and I just got on now.
Okay. Well, we talked a little bit about you. I want to just mention a story. You know, I was sober for probably 10 or 12 years. I was in real estate. Steve is in real estate, heavily commercial and you know, multi-unit, all that stuff in Philly. And I had called him to – no, I had called somebody else to call Steve. I needed some information on real estate. And now he is skeptical about me. I'm clean for 10 or 15 years. He's still getting ripped. And, right, Steve? Was that funny or what?
Exactly. And I called one of the guys we grew up with.
Yeah.
And I asked him if – I told him that you had called me. And I asked him if he thought that, you know, you were safe to do business with.
And he told me yes. Too.
Yeah, Mark said he'd be asking now also.
And, you know, we hooked up and I got sober and you helped me then and you're still helping me now. You know, you've been my sponsor for 27 years.
Yeah, well, it's good.
And I really, you know, I really appreciate, you know, everything that, you know, you've done, the meetings have done. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't go to rehab. I got sober in the rooms. And, you know, I just keep coming back. And for people that are so out there or people that need help, I'm so happy that we're involved with Clean and Sober Media and radio and broadcasting to have, be able to help people. And all they have to do is pick up the phone and call.
That's right. That's all they have to do. Or it's free. Go to meetings.
Exactly.
They don't cost a dime if you don't want to. So, Steve, can you remember your last – I mean, you got sober right before New Year's Eve. Was it 1990 – what was it, 5 or 6?
Well, it was the day before Christmas.
Right.
1993.
So what was New Year's Eve? Can you – do you remember it all? You were sober for about a week in 93.
Yeah, I went to three meetings that night
yeah.
with some people from the program. Because all I wanted to do was get in my car and take a little ride to see some of my old friends.
Right, right, sure.
And these guys just, you know, hung out with me, and we went to the South Street Diner in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat till about 4 o'clock in the morning because it was open 24/7. As long as you had a cup of coffee in front of you,
right.
they wouldn't kick you out.
Right, 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 right.
And, you know, we sat till like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I went home, and I fell asleep, and I never looked back.
Wow.
And, you know, there have been times where I thought about it and getting high and drinking mm-hmm. and some of the pressures that I've been under in my life.
Yep.
And I just connect with the people in the program
mm-hmm.
or the literature, or I listen to, I put up an old video from Clean and Sober Radio and listen to some of the celebrities that have gotten sober
yeah.
and how wonderful that has been.
Yeah. As somebody gave a shout out, Mark Willig said, awesome, buddy. 27 years. You're an inspiration to all, and also, because I don't think – he can't see this that we're looking at the people on here. Oh, he can't? Steve, you see that Joel Cooper says hi to you, by the way.
Hey, Joel. Good man.
Yeah.
Yeah, good man.
Steve, isn't that what it's all about is you know, not just going to the meetings, but connecting with people, going out for coffee, going to diners. You know, isn't that the best?
It's amazing. I mean, I had a lot of – so-called friends when I was in the world of getting high and drinking. And they were all people that were getting high and drinking with me. And when it ended, I thought my life was over. And my life had just begun.
Yeah.
And today I'm 71 years old. I'm with my third wife, Gigi, who's amazing and supportive. We've been together 12 years. And, you know, I don't look back. I take one day at a time, and I reach out to help somebody every day. I make it a point
yeah.
to reach out and help someone every day of my life. And I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and I just keep it up.
You're part of it. You know, when you give, you get back also. You definitely
I appreciate
do.
It.
I mean, you're not doing it for that reason, but, Steve, we're all proud of you, bro.
And
thank you. Happy New Year to everybody. And if you're having some problems or someone in your family is having some problems, get in touch with us at Clean and Sober. We can help you connect to people.
And get into treatment. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
Happy New Year, Steve.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. My man. Larry A. Wernick is watching.
Hi, Larry. Happy New Year.
And he also has an anniversary coming up.
Nice.
40 years.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
40
years. Yeah. He's married to an incredible woman. I mean, what is wrong with her? Okay? If you knew Larry, you'd know what I'm saying. Okay? Now, Larry's a good man. A good man.
And, you know, coming back to Steve for a section.
Yeah, yeah.
Second.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Amazing
to get through grief like that. That first year of recovery. I was thinking about that because, you know, we see that so much. It's like dealing with grief in recovery, but I can't imagine being in that first year sober and having to deal with the loss of your wife in a car accident
I would imagine you could go either way at that point. You could get buried in narcotics
yeah.
or get out of it. And he chose to get out of it. And it's, you know, I've often said to him in some it's a spiritual or twisted, or it's almost like his Judy gave her life to save his.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
It's terrible. Just, oh, man. Hey, you know what we have to do? We take another break. When we come back, we'll continue the open discussion. Call us. We want callers today. 1-888-329-3306. Hey, just call and say how long you've been sober.
Yeah, and we want to hear your message of hope, like Steve.
Exactly.
I don't care if it's 10 days sober or 30 years. We want to hear how you're doing it, how you got there.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis can knock the wind out of you. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health can help. Our brand new Asplund Cancer Pavilion brings you 86,000 square feet of cancer-fighting science for truly comprehensive care. Backed by the strength of an NCI-designated cancer center. Call 1-800-JEFF now. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health. The power to out-science cancer.
Don't let addiction rob you of one more day. Pocono Mountain Recovery Center offers comprehensive addiction treatment for adults. Depending on your unique needs, your care at Pocono Mountain may include detox, residential treatment, and an array of outpatient options. We also offer transitional living support and transportation for outpatient participants. Pocono Mountain is in network with most major insurance plans. Start your recovery journey at Pocono Mountain Recovery Center. To learn more, call 877-596-0223.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, recovery-focused environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Hey, this is Willie Potts, and I listen to the Clean and Sober Show on WWDB 860 AM.
Oh, hey, bud. Where are you headed?
Just going to hang out.
With Gary and Todd?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you, is there any drinking going on in this crowd?
No.
If any of your buddies ever pressure you to take a drink, just tell them you promised your dad you wouldn't.
I'd do anything to keep you safe.
Okay, I will.
I hope this is working.
I promise. Love you too, Dad.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, this is Darryl Strawberry, and you're listening to Clean and Sober Radio.
Hi, this is Butch Patrick. That's right, TV's Eddie Munster, and everything is better with Clean and Sober Radio.
I've been sitting here thinking about when I started in drinking. I went on a dope, surely to change my life. Woo. I cried a tear and a beer for me, and I lost everything near and dear to me, namely my children and my wife. I'm my idea of having a good time, sitting with my head between the knees.
That's Dion, man.
It's a good tune.
Yeah, it's what's called In Your Own Backyard, something like that.
Yeah, we'll have to get Dion on here again.
Yeah, that was a little difficult. Do you remember, we had some technical difficulty that day.
Yes.
It was really weird. Hey, listen, we want to recognize Ed McCash, feeling grateful, 31st year of recovery, New Year's clean.
Wow.
Hey, good man.
Congrats, Eddie.
Yeah, congrats. That's
31 years.
31.
And Ryan says, Steve, you sound awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, that's nice. David Roxborough is watching. I don't think we got him. Laura DeCesar. DeCesar. DeCesar.
Okay.
DeCesar or DeCesar? You know, I wish our listeners and viewers had simple names. Smith. Jones.
Yeah.
But, you know, it makes it interesting. Happy New Year. Hey, Happy New Year to you, Laura. Thanks for supporting us. We really appreciate all that. Okay. This name, I know I'm going to butcher.
I think you're going to butcher it too.
Right. By the way, I gave Mark the chance to
volunteer, and I said, no way. I can't even pronounce second.
Okay. Sheikh Shams Shuden is watching. If I pronounced your name in any way close, tell us where you're watching or calling us from. I'd really like to know. Anne Whitley is watching.
That was an easy one.
What's that McCache to you? 30, Mark.
30, Mark. But the, oh, so Ed has 30 years sober.
Okay.
31st. This is his 31st holiday sober.
That's still.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Incredible.
Hey,
miracle.
Lois Lamond is watching, my dear friend from elementary school.
Although we got a one
elementary
of these,
school.
One of these days, I want to get people to just do a Gary Day where they can call in and tell us all kinds of stories, because I can imagine you were causing trouble all the way back in elementary school.
You know what I used to do?
What was that?
I used to put mirrors on my shoes, little makeup mirrors.
Uh huh. For what?
How can I say this? I really like girls.
Yeah, so, I know that.
I would, Brad. You know where I'm going with this?
Oh, I now I'm putting it together.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Terrible.
Terrible.
They called my parents in. This
oh,
is elementary
gosh.
School.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why my parents didn't know things were going to be happening as I got older.
Yeah, I had big problems
too. I mean, not that
too.
Kind of abuse. Not yeah. that kind, but. You know, the mentality, the disconnect.
Oh, snapping the, yeah, I right, mean, all right. kinds of.
Right, right.
Oh,
Lois is a sweetheart. She really is. We used to dance in her basement.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Put music on. It was great. She's cool. She's very cool. Rick Grimes is watching. So, all right, a couple more emails. Hey, I wish Mark Willig would call in.
Yeah, give us a call, guys. 888-329-3306. Let us know about your recovery, how you got there. Give us some hope for 2021.
Good words. Beatrice E. from Lawrence, New York. That's on Long Island. I've been in long-term recovery, and I appreciate your show. That's nice.
Very nice. Always good to hear.
Nathan J. from Venice, Florida. When I was in my heyday of addiction – what's the word heyday? Why does that mean – heyday. I wonder where the origin of that is.
And I have no idea.
What was the other word we asked people about?
That was, something about detox.
Yeah.
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Nathan J. says, when I was in my heyday of addiction, you rarely heard of an overdose. And now how come? Well, it's the drugs, right?
Yeah. It's unfortunately, the game changer has been fentanyl. I mean, fentanyl is in everything out
right,
there.
Right.
We're hearing about it all the time. Now, I mean, it was bad with heroin, but fentanyl has just brought it to a whole nother level. It's the scariest thing in the world. I'm hearing it all the time about people going out and buying Percocet off the street, and really it was straight fentanyl and having an overdose. Even benzodiazepines, people are getting them off the street. Turns out it's fentanyl. Xanax, things like that. But it's really scary. I mean, I've heard so many stories in the last 2 years of people going to take one drug and it really being fentanyl. And fentanyl, the thing about that is, I mean, it just really puts the part of the brain that is responsible for breathing, puts that to sleep. So very high overdose rate.
When I was coming up, and a lot of our listeners, if there was a death, it wasn't the drug. It was the effect of losing control of, you know, car crash, suicide, but it wasn't the chemicals in the drugs itself.
Yeah. I mean, if you look back at the number of deaths from overdose, it's shocking at how much it's gone up since the 90s and the 80s. And it's scary stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It certainly is. Bob Miller. Hey, Bob, Happy New Year. And Mary Santiago is watching.
Hi, Mary. Happy New Year, Mary. It's so great to see everybody here on New Year's Day. We're turning over a new leaf, 2021. It sounds much better than 2020.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
2021. Let's hope for, you know, let's just hope it's a good year for everybody. And there's so many people suffering for so many reasons, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, people can't eat. There's people that can't pay their rent. And right now they're not getting any help. And it's disgusting.
Yeah, let's get some hope going for the new year. Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, with desperation, there's an increase in usage of drugs and alcohol for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because we want to. All of us in recovery, we want to get out of pain at any cost.
And, it, you know, it really just goes to show the importance of working a solid program to get through these times.
Yep. Absolutely. Let me just throw another one in here. Bill H. from Cape May, New Jersey.
Cape May.
Can you please mention your studio phone numbers more often? Yeah, we can.
888-329-3306.
Yeah. Let me see what else. So, you know, so there were no, as there were in years going back, New Year's Eve sober get-togethers, dances and stuff like that New Year's Eve. So there was none of that. That outlet was not available to us in this community.
Yeah, there were lots of Zoom meetings.
Lots
of Zoom meetings. But, you know, it was a strange – as I said before the show, it was kind of a strange New Year's Eve, wasn't it? Yeah. Like tuning into Times Square and there only not being many people there, that was weird, wasn't it?
It just didn't feel like
– It didn't. You know, you had the same thoughts?
Yeah, I think everybody did, you know.
You were asleep. I know Gary Hendler, and he did not make it to see the ball drop.
I didn't see any ball drop, but I didn't go to sleep before 12 o'clock. I was up till midnight.
You were? We called my brother-in-law last night.
Where's
at
he?
Midnight.
Where is he?
He's in North Jersey.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we woke him up. He's like, we're like, what were you doing? He's like, I was asleep. You know, we called like me, my son, and my wife. We're like, Happy New Year, Milton. And
that's nice. The first Happy New Year that I got last night was at 12:10.
Yeah.
It was from Jen Smith, the Secretary of the Department of Drugs and Alcohol.
Oh, cool.
That was nice.
Did you get – when people wrote Happy New Year and they texted you, it would – you'd see fireworks some and everything?
Yeah, some of them have
that. Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is, and it's nice to be off today, don't you think?
It feels like Saturday.
It does. We were talking about that before the show too, how it just strange year, man. Strange year.
God, I'm just, you know, we're in January now. You know, for your purposes, for fishing and stuff, maybe another 90 days. You know, getting to the end of March, you can start to go fishing again.
Oh, I can't wait. Spring is my favorite time of year, just for that reason. Oh, yeah, when the weather breaks and everything. But I would like to see a lot of snow this winter. You know, that I always like that. I went sledding a couple weeks ago.
I saw it. Where was that hill you went?
Right in Cinnaminson, right behind Cinnaminson High School.
Yeah.
There's actually a really good sledding hill
back
there.
Did you fall off of it?
Yeah. That was a different sledding incident. I broke my nephew's sled. They gave me one instruction before going down. What? Don't go over that jump. And I had no idea how to steer. I went right over it.
Wait a minute. You don't know how to steer a sled?
It was a weird sled. There wasn't like any way to – I didn't see a way to steer.
You know,
it had brakes on the side. But
you know what a flexible flyer is?
Oh, yeah.
So Steve,
I remember them.
Steve C. Gave me one about 25 years ago. I still have it hanging in my garage.
They really?
Like a flexible flyer was good. You remember? You had to put soap
on
it. Was it soap?
Oh, yeah. Or wax.
Or wax.
Wax on the...
Now, when you were using... And fishing, right? So, I don't know if it was drinking or whatever it was, but you always had fishing, right?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was... But the cool thing is, fishing, you can have just as much fun without that stuff.
Well, I know. We know that now.
We know that now, but, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Look, I don't drink that much coffee, but I drink some. And with coffee, I like to smoke a cigar.
Yeah, now I smoke cigars when I fish.
Okay. Now you smoke cigars when you fish.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, it's – look, we're lucky we're lucky we're done with it.
And we got your question answered, Steven Sussman, about the origin of the word heyday.
Oh.
Yeah, he did a little fact check.
Read it. What did Stephen say?
It says, in its earliest appearances in English, in the 16th century, heyday was used as an interjection that expressed elation and wonder. Around the same time, heyday saw use as a noun meaning high spirits.
Heyday. Wow.
Yeah.
Stephen's always been bright, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Heyday.
Heyday. Yeah, and somebody looked up cold turkey for us. Yeah. I can't remember what that was. But you see the one from Bob Mueller?
What does that mean? Oh, wait. Gary spent 10 days in the hospital. Congestive heart failure, finally diagnosed as AFib as I laid in ER. I practiced letting
go.
Where am I? And letting God. Knew that no matter what, after 35 years of sobriety, I knew no matter what I was going to be okay. That is what living in faith instead of fear is all about. Good for you, man.
Wow.
Who's Gary? Is he saying Gary?
He's saying Gary that he spent 10 days in the hospital.
Okay. Thank goodness.
Oh, and what a great way to kind of bring up the importance of living in faith instead of fear.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You know, so here he is in the hospital with congestion heart failure, could have died, and he was able to kind of let go, turn it over to his higher power, and turn it over because fear is such a horrible part of this.
And attitude, yeah. Positive attitude, can physically help you.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, it can help you get better.
Thank goodness that Bob's okay.
And what an inspirational story for 2021, you know?
That's
living
right.
In faith instead of fear.
Be positive. Don't be negative.
Yeah.
The cup is half full, not half empty.
Yeah.
Don't judge others. Be empathetic. Be sympathetic.
Yeah. Turn off the news a little bit.
Right. Turn off the news a little bit.
Because it's all fear. It's all fear.
And don't judge, which is hard. You know, it's easy to say. It's hard to do. Try not to judge until you walk in that person's shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, everybody has been through their trials and tribulations, so you don't know what somebody has gone through when they've done certain things.
You never know.
You don't
know what's in their head.
Yeah. So, I see that a lot with you know, people that are acting out in all kinds of ways. And when you dig as a therapist, mm-hmm. You know, you always find childhood trauma. You always find, you know, abuse as a child. And it explains a lot of things. And I think if you or I went through the same thing, we'd probably be doing the same thing that they were.
So then I say to myself, and you've brought that up before, Mark, and I'm sure it's absolutely correct. I'm trying to think what trauma I had that took me down the path of total destruction.
Yeah, well,
I've been in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I would always think my childhood was, it was always sunny out. It's always sunny out. But I was doing a lot of bad, bad stuff. I know that.
Yeah. And you know, you have to look at, were your emotional needs getting met?
Right.
Your emotional needs. Because sometimes, like with parenting, sometimes somebody's physical needs can be getting met, but their emotional needs were not getting met.
Right.
That happened a lot with my mom, was real depressed, so it was hard to get my emotional needs met.
Understood.
In that situation.
And I think when people think of trauma growing up, I think a lot of people think of sexual abuse. It doesn't have to be that at all. It could be neglect, as you just said. It could be you're not getting what you need.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And kids are very susceptible to trauma. You know, if they're not getting their emotional needs met, if they're not getting their physical needs met, and you actually see that there's brain changes that can take place from trauma, and it doesn't have to be much trauma.
Really?
With kids at a young age.
Do you find that a lot of your patients got into addiction because of trauma?
Yes. Yes. I mean, you see a lot of the genetic predisposition and things.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, when you dig, you can find trauma littered throughout somebody's history a lot of times. And usually sometimes somebody's genetically prone, then they have the trauma, which really puts the addiction in overdrive. And, you know, when we talk about trauma, all of us were traumatized in some way in our addiction. I mean, it's hard to kind of wrap your head around it, but it's like watching yourself do certain things and not wanting to do it really, but being out of control.
That's
trauma right there.
That's very interesting. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Like, you know, anybody that's down and they're stuck in Kensington and they're living on the street and they're stuck in a heroin addiction, like, they have a part of them, you know, the true self that's aware of what's going on and they can't stop. And think about the traumatizing effect of that. And you get that a lot in early recovery when I'm with clients and we're digging a little bit about what was going on in the addiction, and people are completely traumatized. And you see it a lot too with females where they've had to do certain things to keep their supply, and, you know, they you know, were sexually assaulted. Sure. And you see a lot of trauma take place in the addiction.
But, you know, you don't have to be in Kensington to be traumatized during an addiction. We weren't. Plenty of people haven't. Yeah. But the act of being in an addiction and can't getting out of it, and for me to see the rest of the world moving forward,
yes,
and you're sort of watching in the sidelines, and you can't get into life. That, you know, you're right. That is traumatizing, because I often think of, and I knew this was going on, I would be up all night, and then in the morning, at a certain hour, you'd start to hear the buses and people, yeah, and birds chirping, yeah, and you're sitting there and wishing that you didn't have the addiction but didn't know how to get out of it.
We're totally stuck.
Stuck.
We're stuck in it. Now, the brain, the addiction starts rationalizing it and saying, well, I want to be doing what I'm doing. But there's that part real deep down that's aware of what's going on and doesn't want to be in it.
Fear.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'll tell you something. I remember I really never had a job, you know, other than working for a relative or whatever in the old days. My fear was having to work for somebody. And the longer you go without working, the harder it is to work. That was a scary concept to me.
Yeah, it's we're such creatures of routine as humans. Where we can be in an unhealthy comfort zone, right? Where it's comfortable, but it's unhealthy. It's comfortable because we're used to it.
Right.
So that's how you get stuck in that. Like, you know, you're out of work for a couple years. I've run into it with this whole idea of I've talked to people that are scared to go back to regular work because they've been doing working on the computer now from home, and they're scared to go back in the office when this ends. Now, that's human behavior right there. They're so used to this new routine.
Right. And that they would never think they could get used to.
Yes. Like in the beginning, yes. And now they're used to it. And then it's going, you know, humans are such – we get so stuck in routine.
Yeah.
You know, us as addicts.
We are creatures of habit. Yes. Did you read this about when Steve Sussman talked about cold turkey?
Yeah.
You read that one?
I didn't read it yet.
Steve,
I saw it.
You know, he says cold turkey is a quick fix method to quitting tobacco, alcohol, or drugs. Rather than gradually taping off substance, you stop taking it immediately. That's cold turkey. The term comes from the goosebumps people sometimes get in the days after they quit. Goosebumps. Which look like the skin of a cold turkey in the refrigerator.
Wow, he nailed it.
Steven's smart.
He nailed it because we heard a different
version. Yeah, I'm going with
version.
Steve.
I'm going with that too.
I'm going with Steve Sussman. There's no question. Hey, Michael Morrissey is watching. Sean and Megan Fisher.
Hi, Sean and Megan. Happy New Year.
Yeah, God, happy New Year. I hope this is good. Oh, we're getting a signal. How much time we got there? 3 minutes. Okay. All right.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
First show of 2021, Gary.
3 minutes.
3 minutes left. But that's interesting about the turkey.
Yeah. So
why isn't it cold goose?
I know.
Cold goose. Oh, what? Goosebumps?
Goosebumps.
Oh.
Steven, you're going to have to
figure
that one out.
He's back in his books. He's got his bookshelf there.
He does.
He's looking it up.
Steve doesn't need books. He's got that in his head, you know. Hey, Bob Giro, how are you, buddy? Happy New Year to you and your family.
Remember when him and David used to come in?
Yeah, they came in together once.
They would come in together.
One time they did.
Identical twins, and yet they were
– Well, they didn't look like – I forget what Steven said. I didn't know the term. Yeah. But they were – well, both very, very bright, man.
They really were.
Uh-huh. You know, David could do a New York Times crossword puzzle. I can't even do the one in People magazine, okay?
Oh. Yeah, he was a very, very smart dude. Yeah. And same Stephen's with Stephen.
Stephen's a professor at the university.
Yes. And both very bright, but still sort of some ways opposite extremes some ways.
But still in their own way.
Great hearts.
Beautiful people, you know. It's Friday. It's Saturday. What are you doing this weekend?
So tonight I'm just going to go back home, watch movies. It's rainy out, hang out with the family. Tomorrow I'm going to hit my home group. Sunday I'm still debating on whether to watch the Eagles or not because they can't make the playoffs.
Okay.
We want them to lose to get a draft pick.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see Dallas make it into the playoffs, so I kind of want them to lose for that. So I don't want to root for them to lose.
Okay.
So it's a big thing in my head right now.
Listen, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Jim Petrowski. All the work he has done all year, getting us the incredible guests and all the support he gives us. So, Jim, big shout out to you and your family. Leslie Hurst is watching. Hi, Les. How are you?
Les,
an old friend of mine. We live together in New York, actually.
Garrett.
Happy New Year to everybody in here. Mike Vito, thank you so much for your service here, producing the show. Mark Sigmund, we hope it's a great year.
You too,
Brad
Gary.
Rich, thank you so much for everything. And let me grab a couple of – Sue Garber, Pisano's watching.
There's that music. So glad it wasn't in the beginning of the show.
I know. You made that change. You wanted that change, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, bottom line, stay sober, stay clean, do the right thing. And I hope we all have an incredibly great 2021.
Yes. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yep.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.